Welcome to the One Player Podcast, the show on solitaire board games. I'm your host Albert, and this is episode 336. I'm having trouble figuring out what to play today. Alright everybody, welcome back. This is an exciting episode. This week, actually really this month, Julius is unavailable. He said, I'm really busy, I can't record, so let's just start again in April. Wait, May. And I said, sure. And so I have a guest, which you just heard laugh. Chris OK is how I know him. Hi, Chris. How are you doing?
I'm good.
This is a listener and a friend. And today he's going to try and convince me to play a game from my backlog. So I have a huge backlog of games that eventually I'm going to get to on the podcast. As a matter of fact, I'll show Chris because we're on a camera. He could see what I got. I've made little cards for all, and it's not even complete at this point because I've got more games since. And of all the little games I want to play, and for each game, do you see that there? I drew a little picture. This is Fields of Fire. You can't tell, right?
Very good.
So on, it goes through. You may have seen. I think I've uploaded a picture. And there's just too many games. I'm never going to get to them. I think based on how many games there are here and how long it takes to record, or how often we record and I do a new game, it's going to take a few years to go through that, realistically. And so Chris is here to represent one of the games and try and get it pushed up on the list a little bit.
Yes, I'm here today to try and sell you on Alexander Pfister's Expedition to Newdale. That's my goal for today.
And I pulled the game out. I knew he was going to do this one. We talked about it. I have not looked it up again since we talked about it, but I brought the box out. Here it is. It's a big game. I have played it twice a long time ago when I first got it. Once solo and once with my son. And that was it. And now it's on my list. I counted the cards. It is number 69 on the list. So it's a while away. It's a while away. And I think, actually, I said there's like 70 items. It was not towards the very end. It's probably 90 or 100 items in here.
I felt like the list you sent out to our group was quite a bit smaller than this
amount. It was quite a bit smaller. I was surprised by that too, honestly. One thing is that list does not include role-playing games. Mm. There's a lot of role-playing games in here. And that, I don't know. I think that list might also just be incomplete. I need to go through it again and compare it and see what's missing.
Sure.
Because what I said was, and I will share this on the notes for the show and on the One Player Podcast Geek List, but it's basically a list of the unplayed games that I've marked want to play, which is basically all the stuff I wanted to do on the podcast. And I guess I should do the same for role-playing games. A lot of the role-playing games are not on BGG, unfortunately, so it makes it harder to do that.
Sure.
Anyway, do you want to tell us anything about yourself also, Chris, while you're here? Or?
Sure. I am a mostly solo board game player. I live in Illinois. I've got a sizable collection that's ever growing, and I'm trying to do a good job of not letting it get too big with unplayed games. But you know, it is what it is.
And it comes and it goes. It's my experience. Yeah, I'm constantly in a desire to downsize, but it doesn't work.
Yeah. Yep.
So there we go. All right. So today's game is Expedition to Newdale. This isn't necessarily a review, but if you want to review it, that's fine too. I don't know if you want to go over the normal stuff we do or what.
I will follow your lead in whatever way you think is best. I did some prep. I reminded myself about the game, so I think I can make a case for why it will be something that I believe you'll enjoy.
Okay. So let's start with a summary. We'll go in the normal order. This is a, you said it's a, what's his name?
Mr. Alexander Pfister, yep.
Alexander Pfister, thank you. And it is based on the, I'm drawing a blank. What is that series now?
It's the Longsdale, or the, My Goods. The Oh My Goods series.
Oh My Goods, yes, that's right. Which we covered in the podcast a couple years ago. Really fun game, really neat little card game. I think they've released a new edition or about to, maybe.
They're about to release a big box that has Oh My Goods, Longsdale and Revolt, and Escape from Canyon Brook all together in one.
Yes, okay. And so the game itself, that game is not specifically solo, the base game. It was two or more players. And there's two expansions that came out that those could be soloed. There's a campaign game.
Yep.
I liked that one a lot. I played it a bunch, but it was so hard, specifically the second scenario, and it's sort of a campaign game, right? So I never got past the second scenario in the campaign. I kind of just gave up at that point.
I am the same. I actually, in preparation for this, I got out and played it some more again. And Yeah, I remain still quite bad at it, but it is a remarkable game in that I keep coming back for more, despite I think I've also only beaten the first chapter once and never the second chapter, and it's only a 5-chapter game, but...
Yep. 5 chapters in the
in Lonsdale,
in the first expansion, and 5 and more in the second, I think, something like that. Yeah, yeah. All right, so anyway, so that was a little bit of a tangent. So Newdale is based on that, but it isn't that.
That's right. So it's got some of the core mechanic around the chaining, but otherwise it's a much bigger, fuller experience. So it is, whereas Oh My Goods is just a card game, Expedition Newdale actually has multiple boards that you play with. It's a worker placement game as well as the card game. It's just a much fuller experience. It is an 8-chapter game as opposed to a 5-chapter game from Longsdale and Revolt. But, you know, otherwise, like, sort of the core building structures and the way that you're chaining goods together, that's all the same. It even has the same artwork. I think literally much of the card art is the same from Oh My Goods to Expedition to Newdale. I think Clemens Franz is the artist. So it feels very familiar when you get into it at first. You open it up and it looks like Oh My Goods, but with a bunch of extra stuff. And then once you get into the rules, you start to learn some of the divergences, but it's still very, very similar. It's set in that, what's the universe they set things in here?
It does have a name, doesn't it?
The Longsdale. Yeah, the Longsdale Kingdom. It's supposed to take place 5 years after Canyon Brook, which is that second solo expansion. It is... Like Oh My Goods, it's narrative, and so the idea is you're progressing through the 8 chapters and that they all complement each other, and depending on how you do in the prior chapter, it alters the game state for the next chapter. But like Oh My Goods, also, you can come back and play whatever chapter you want. You can, you know, move things around and just sort of, on the back of the rules, there's a little setup guide. So you can pop into chapter 4, chapter 8, whatever. When I played it, I did play it serially, chapters 1 through 8. I think overall it took me 13 or 14 tries to sort of get through all 8. But yeah, it was super fun. Full disclosure, I have since traded it. I do a lot of trading of my games to sort of cycle things. But now as I was going through all this again, I kind of regret it. I sold it because it's kind of a big box, and I did beat the campaign, and I kept Oh My Goods, which takes up probably 1/20th of the space, but Expedition Newdale has a lot more interesting bells and whistles, and so I kind of feel sad about it now.
That's funny, yeah. So, yeah, for comparison, the Oh My Goods, the original version, come in a small two-card box, sort of like, say, with the original Onirum or The Game, which... I've been thinking about it recently. Oh My Goods is the same size as, say, what is it? I'm looking at my games. Newsfjord. Yeah, for example, the same size box as that.
Yep.
It's by Lookout Games, same publisher, and that kind of standard big size box game. So yeah, so it is way bigger than Oh My Goods. So I get getting rid of it totally. But yeah, it's like. Talking about it, it's almost like when you lend something out and the minute it's gone, you haven't used it in years, but the minute it's gone, it's like, oh my gosh, I really want to play that now. I really need that, whatever it was. I can't live without it.
It is. It's a good thing to cycle them out, but then every once in a while you get the pang of regret and you just got to keep moving on.
Or you could trade back again.
That's sort of also like, true. Yeah. I have at least on a few occasions, have reobtained a game through trade that I had previously traded away. So maybe this will follow suit.
There's a couple games that I've gotten, traded away or sold, and gotten again. And like one that I can think of is Blackbeard, the old Avalon Hill game, and later republished by GMT. I had the Avalon Hill. I got rid of it. I got it again. I got the GMT version. I got rid of the Avalon Hill version. I got rid of the GMT version. And I think I've gotten the GMT version a second time and got rid of it. Maybe. I've always wanted, and I've never played it once. It's big, and I look at the rules, and it's like, oh, it's too much.
We take some interesting journeys. Yeah.
All right, so what are the components in this? You talked about that a little bit. It's got a lot of components. It's a heavy-ish box.
Yeah. So it's got, I think part of the weight is that it actually has 3 game boards. So throughout the chapters, you play on different sides of those game boards. So in the end, it's got 6 different maps that you'll play across. So that takes up a good amount of the weight. You know, it's got a whole slew of cards, just like Oh My Goods. It does the resourcing a little different, whereas in Oh My Goods, you set cards down as resources. In Expedition Newdale, there are little cubes that you use as resources, which I actually think makes the game a little easier too, but we can talk about that in a bit. There are little worker pawns that you use, so there's some additional wood cylinders for up to four players. So I think it's a 1-4 player game. And I think that's really probably all of it for components. So I think it's, you know, it's pretty similar to Oh My Goods card quality wise. So I think they're nice cards. I think the layout and iconography and everything is sort of well done. I feel like they're nice components. I mean, it has that specific kind of art style, which I know not everybody loves, but I appreciate, and I think fits this sort of theme well. But I think got pretty solid components.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you said the art was by Franz Clement, right? So it's the same art as Agricola and all those other Lookout games, which, again, I guess you either like it or you don't. I like it. I'm a fan of the style. Absolutely. A lot of components. Three boards, and each game is a different board. So I guess some of the boards get reused, but not all of them?
Yeah, every once in a while, I think that there's a few chapters that play together. And it is 8 chapters, but they're slightly branching. So I think there's at least a few spots where, depending on how you choose to complete one chapter, you can either get, you go on to chapter 4A or 4B. And I think 4A might be on one of the maps, and 4B might be on a different map. So there is a little bit of a branch. So it's not, I guess, 8 scenarios. In the end, it might be 10. So there's only a couple of branches, but yeah, in the end, it's 10 different scenarios you could recreate in the box after you've sort of played through the whole tale.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Do you know if you played through all 10 of them before or not?
I did not. I think I played it through just serially one map. I don't think I went back and played the ones I hadn't, which again, now I regret, but a goal for the future.
We might convince you to get this game instead of me to play.
This is true. This is true.
All right. So the maps are, there actually are, the boards are maps. And they're like, I guess, of the region, maybe of Longsdale or Newdale. And there's different cities on it and whatnot. And that's what I remember about it. And you're not traveling on it. So it's not in like an adventure game exploring. You're placing workers and building up stuff and expanding your control of the empire, I guess.
Right, so
I remember it.
It's like Oh My Goods, sort of the core mechanic is you are building buildings, and then the buildings you build enable you to create certain kinds of goods, and then if you're able to use your workers to create a certain amount of those goods, you can chain in cards to make even more goods, and you're going to, each round, at least in Oh My Goods, each round you get to build, if you're able to, one more building, which gives you another opportunity to create something, right? So you're maybe going to be raising cows that you want to eventually take to the butcher, or you're going to mill and then turn it into baked goods or whatnot. So it's a pretty standard year a week kind of thing. And then the way that it gets kind of turned on its head, or not even turned on its head, but added to an expedition in Newdale, is when you build your buildings, you actually then build them in locations on the map, and the locations on the map give you access to new worker placement spots, or depending on where you build them, they give you sort of a cost bonus. Like if you build the mine in a mountain, then the mine will cost you $3 less, but you might not be able to get to a mine until you've chained together 3 locations up to that. So it's a bit more of this spatial puzzle than Oh My Goods, where you're not just building abstractly a card in front of you, but you're actually putting a little house on a board. And depending on where you put your house, you may unlock new abilities or get new bonuses. There are sort of special secret objectives where if you build buildings in certain kinds of spaces, you score more points. So it incentivizes you to go one way or another. And the last sort of special thing about the building board is, depending on where you build, you can also unlock these bonus tiles. And so the bonus tiles are a way that the game is variable play to play, because you're always going to pull out new bonus tiles. And depending on where you build, you then have access to bonus tiles that surround that location. And it may be like, if you get this tile, you can pay $4 less to unlock your next worker, or this one gives you access to some sort of lumber mill or something. So I think that aspect of it is really cool. I really remember liking that, of making the building placement a more interesting game in of itself, rather than just getting the function, but actually being able to sort of build a world where you now have a community.
Okay. I like the idea of the map a lot. I love exploring maps. That sounds cool. The map has different locations that they're connected by roads. And when you said you build a building, are you only allowed to put one building at a location, or you could put more built than
one? You can only build one building per location. And so each little spot can have one building. You can build in Expedition Newdale, unlike Oh My Goods, you can build multiple buildings in a round. Expedition Newdale takes place over 7 rounds, which I think Oh My Goods solo is maybe 10-ish rounds, so it's a little different there. But depending on where you put your workers, you can build extra, but that new building you make will have to be on a new building spot somewhere connected to your network of existing buildings.
I like that. That sounds really cool. It kind of reminds me of games like Steam or Age of Steam that I like, where you're connecting different locations to deliver resources. I like that expanding my network sort of idea.
It's fun, and you get, the further you get, the as you kind of expect in this kind of a game, the further you get in the map, the beefier the bonuses get. So once you've kind of committed to going to the furthest northeast corner, if you can make it all the way there, you get higher victory point locations. You might access a new worker placement spot. So it starts kind of piddly, but then the further you go, the bigger it gets. And the maps are really different too, where the layout's really different. Sometimes they involve new things with like ships or bridges, all sorts of stuff. So they did a really great job with map variability in kind of the base game. At least I thought.
Okay. Yeah, I want to play this now. The I think you've already convinced me to play it this weekend. You mentioned that there's things like bridges and stuff. So each, as you progress through the game, it's introducing new rules. Is it written in a way that you're going to have to like go and read the rules and then start jumping back and forth? Let's say next month I decide I want to play chapter 6 just out of the blue. Am I going to be able to just read the rules and start in chapter 6, or am I going to have to like read the rules and then put a couple of the pieces up from here and there to get it all?
I think if I recall correctly, there's not too many big rules changes. I think it is, stuff gets added as you get further in the chapters, but a lot of the time they're variations on a theme. They're not really like whole new mechanics. I think there are a few, like maybe you get to chapter 4 and they introduce bridges, and you get to another chapter and they introduce something else. And I think it is a bit that you'd have to reorient to, but it's never really complicated. And the way they build out the rules is there's like the basic rule set, and then there's a secondary rule set that is kind of a little prompt for each chapter, and it tells you the narrative and also introduces the new mechanics. And I think they do a good job of integrating that, so it's easier to say, okay, if I'm playing chapter 4, here's the mechanics I need to know that are specific to chapter 4.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I guess that's not too bad. I was concerned for a minute because it reminds me of the Gloomhaven Jaws of the Lion that I played. That was a really neat game, but... And that's a bigger campaign, right? And you start, and it gives you the basic game, and then you play the next chapter, and adds another rule, and then you add the next chapter, adds another rule. By the time you get to the fifth or sixth game, it's grown a ton.
Yes.
And I did not like. I actually found I didn't like it because of that, because by the end it had added all this complexity. And I was like, I kind of enjoyed the game when it was a little simpler, and it was just more puzzly, and that turned me off from the game. I never finished it because of that.
This is more mild. I mean, it's like Oh My Goods too, where, as you go, new buildings become available. But a lot of the times the iconography of the building is, like I said, it's just kind of a variation on a theme. It's not like, playing Jaws of the Lion where they've introduced a whole new side mechanic or something once you get to Mission 6.
Yeah, that was too much for me. I remember this is a big game. I assume it takes a lot of table space, doesn't it? That's what I recall.
It does take out a fair bit of space because you've got the whole map board, which is a pretty big board. You've got a victory point tracker, which you probably could do without, although there are some bonuses as you go along the victory points. You get in-game bonuses. So unlike Oh My Goods, where you're just totaling your score at the end, in this one, you get certain times where you gain points, and then if you pass certain spaces, you get bonuses. So that's that little board. And then there's a board that... is your player board, and that's where kind of the worker placement building part of this comes into play. So in Oh My Goods, you know, you just have your buildings and you have a worker and maybe you'll get some assistance. And you place them below the building, and then depending on if you produce efficiently or sloppily, you get a different amount of cards. In Expedition Newdale, there are 8 building slots. I think it's 8 building slots around your playing board. And each building slot has a different variation on building sloppy and building efficiently, where in this one you build 2 versus 3, or this one you build 1 versus 4, or this one you can have 2 less of the color you need, or 3 less of the color you need. So when you build your buildings, it adds an interesting decision where you got to figure out which one of your 8 spaces you want to put the building, because you want to have access to easier production or harder production or whatnot, which I really like, but it does add to the table presence, because now you've got an additional board and you've got cards splayed out from the board, and that takes up space in addition to those other 2 boards.
Oh, okay. I've forgotten about the building sloppy and carefully stuff. That's from the card game, isn't it?
Yeah. I think in the card game, the way it works is basically in Oh My Goods, the way production works, which we could probably talk about because it leads to how Expedition is different and I think a little easier, which makes it easier to play sort of conceptually. In Oh My Goods, you're turning over cards until you get a certain amount of suns, and that tells you how many resources are available in one part of the day. And then you say, okay, given what I see on the board, I want to try and activate this production building. It requires 2 copper and 2 wood, and I see 1 copper and 1 wood available. So now I kind of do the press your luck gambling part, where I decide, do I want my worker to work efficiently, where they need both the 2 copper and the 2 wood to build, or inefficiently, where they can have 1 less and still build, but they'll build fewer resources. And then you see what comes out in the second half of the day, and you decide whether or not you got to build as much as you want to build. And the way that can be hard in Oh My Goods is sometimes the stuff you need just straight up doesn't come out. Like you turn over at the lowest amount 4 cards, which seems to happen more often than you'd expect. And they're just not the resources you need. And suddenly you've lost a whole round of production, even if you tried to build sloppily. But yeah, it's an interesting mechanic where it allows you to, in Oh My Goods, you're placing a worker, but depending on the odds of completing sort of your recipe, it tells you kind of what way you'd want to build it. But then in Expedition to Newdale, Expedition to Newdale, it's the same kind of thing. It's just visualized differently, where you're not necessarily building 1 less or full in your recipe. You have all sorts of different ways that you can build efficiently or inefficiently, depending on which location you have the building.
I like this game. It sounds like a Euro.
Yeah.
I do like Euro games. Okay. It is definitely a Euro game.
Oh, and in the thing I forgot to mention, so the thing that really makes it pretty different mechanically then is, instead of having those cards you turn over to get suns, and that tells you what resources are available sort of that round, you're drawing workers, you're drawing different colored workers from a bag. And so, like Oh My Goods, you turn over an event that says, okay, for today, here's the layout of the land. And it'll say, okay, for this day, you're going to get 2 blue workers, 1 yellow worker, 1 green worker, and then you're going to pull 3 random workers or 4 random workers from the bag. And so that's where the efficiently inefficiently part comes, because you can say, okay, I know I've got 2 yellow workers and a green worker from the event. I can decide where I want to place my worker to produce and hope that I pull that 3rd yellow worker from the bag. But there's more ways to mitigate a bad draw of workers than there are in Oh My Goods. So I think you have a lot more opportunity to actually make your building chains happen, which is when these kinds of games are the most fun, is when you get your whole production chain working and you get to do 6 kind of things, where this building produces this building, it goes to this building, it goes to this building, and suddenly I have a ton of points. So it makes that that sense of achievement easier.
Oh My Goods, I think that random luck thing with the production of the day stuff works better in a multiplayer game, I think, because in solo, you're limited to, like you said, 10 turns, right? It's very specific. In multiplayer, I think it kept going until somebody wins. And And if it's bad round, it's bad for everybody. So it kind of equalized pretty well. And the solos, you know, it's if it's bad, shame, you know, you're out of luck.
Yep.
So that is nice that they got rid of that. It's a fun mechanism, and I liked it, but it is kind of rough.
Well, and I think that's why this is nice, because it still, I think, achieves all the fun parts of what Oh My Goods was doing, but then makes it just a little bit less punishing. So, you know, I think like you said in your Oh My Goods episode, and how I feel too, you're like, I don't know how often I have it in me to want to play a chapter 20 times to see if I can get the right chain of events to succeed. I'd like to have a little more feeling like I can control my fate.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, I'm tempted to go back and try again now that we're talking about it, play that also. But maybe just skip that chapter too, because that one's just to claim it anyway. I'm going to claim that I want it and move on. All right. We've talked about the theme. Well, there's the theme. Okay, so the theme is, let's talk about the story, I guess. There's a story in this. You said it's a campaign game. And Oh My Goods has a story also, that as you play each round, oh, something else happened and this character showed up. And if I remember right, there's different character cards that come into play, and a story evolves over time. And I don't remember, but I think sometimes you're able to make choices that affect future games. And I guess this has that also.
It has the same thing.
How is the story in this?
I would be lying if I said I remembered it in any very specific level. I think that it's similar to Oh My Goods, where it's kind of a revolt, and you're trying to supply different parts of the army, or you're trying to feed people because there's this conflict going on. And I think it's very similar, because it all orients around the kinds of production buildings that exist. And because this is kind of a pre-modern kind of infrastructure, you're building swords, you're getting cattle that you're then butchering, and you're getting bread. And so the story is all built upon, can you get $40 worth of cattle meat, and then also have all these other sort of buildings made? And it's that same kind of thing. But I don't remember too much more specifically about the story.
Okay, so it's kind of probably not as captivating as, say, the Pandemic stories are.
No, in those legacy games. No.
Yeah, those are pretty decent, weren't they, in hindsight, compared to a lot of other games?
Yes.
They've done a good job in those. Okay, so it's got a campaign, and that's what the theme is. And like you said, it's sort of exploring some of the characters. From what I recall from this, are also in the earlier games and maybe have changed somewhat or something like that. That's what I seem to recall. Like somebody that you thought was bad is good, or somebody that was good is bad, or something like that.
I think there's a bit of a shift. You seem to have more of a memory of some of this than I do. I probably, even in Oh My Goods and Expedition New Deal, didn't get as caught up in the actual story they're trying to sell. I was there more a bit for just the mechanics. But it is some familiar folks.
Yeah, I mean, there isn't much of a story. All right, so that's enough of the theme, the rules. You've talked about the rules and gameplay some. I don't know that we're trying to do a review specifically, but I'm gonna say that you like this game since you're trying to convince me to play it. That or you're just trying to make me suffer. One of the two. Either one's fine. So, I don't know. I like it. I do want to play it now, and I do think it should be higher on my list. You're right.
I think based on listening to your episode for Oh My Goods, I feel like, and this is why I came here to sell you on, I feel like Expedition in Newdale makes it less punishing, but still keeps the fun parts, and then adds a bunch of different levels of mechanisms on top of that are not too onerous, they're not too crazy, but they just make it all a little bit more of a full experience. Which, you know, sometimes, Oh My Goods, you want to play something that you can play in 15 minutes just on the table right in front of you. Right. But I feel like this takes the fun core of Oh My Goods, makes it a little more accessible, and makes it a little bit beefier, so it feels a little bit more like a full experience, at least for me.
Okay, and so there's a trade-off there, right? Oh, like you said already, Oh My Goods is something you could play in 15 minutes. This one's going to take longer. It's a bigger game. Just the setup probably takes you about 10 or 15 minutes, is my guess.
Yeah, I think
How long does it take to play?
You know, I don't have a very specific memory of it. I did watch some playthroughs of some other people just to remind myself of the mechanics, and it seems like once you get familiar with how everything works, I think you can probably set things up and probably 5 to 10 minutes, and you can probably play through a round or chapter in maybe 30 minutes. So Maybe it's 40, 45 minutes all told for each chapter. And obviously your mileage may vary, but
Right. But that sounds about right for these lookout games. They're generally about a half an hour or a little longer when you play them solo. That's been my experience with pretty much all of them, I think. Like even the game like say again, my games your Fields of Arl that's more meaty and all that still doesn't take that long.
sure.
And that's because they limit the number of rounds you play. Cool. All right, well, I don't know that I have any other questions or about is I'm excited about it. Is there anything else you want to say about it?
No, I think that I think you'll like it. I'll be very curious to hear, what your eventual thoughts are, but I feel like you're not going to regret giving it your time. And then when you're done, you can send it back to me and I can have it back in my collection.
Okay, fair enough. Well, all right then. Thank you very much. I appreciate the time and the chance to talk about this game because it's been sitting there. It really has been sitting there for. I got it when it was new. I think it came out and I bought it immediately, and since just sat there now waiting and waiting and
Well,
waiting.
good. So it's ready.
All right, yeah, that's right. All right, well, thank you.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me on. I'm glad I got to talk to you about a game. I'm glad I got to try to convince you to come over to the dark side of Expedition to Newdale.
All right. All right. Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. We love feedback, so we love hearing from you. You can reach me at julius@oneplayerpodcast.com or JLBird on BGG, and Albert can be reached at albert@oneplayerpodcast.com or Fractaloon on BGG. Our website is oneplayerpodcast.com with the number one, and we're also on Twitter at oneplayerpodcast. The intro music is copyright Angus, can be found at jamendo.com. The transition music is copyright by Dan El Duce Pancaldi, whose page is at danpancaldi.com. The One Player Podcast is protected under a Creative Commons share-alike license. Thanks for listening.